Okay, so you sent over like a ton of news lately, just about the state of the world, and it's a lot, right? Like climate disasters, political tensions, it feels pretty heavy. But that's why I'm so excited for this deep dive. We're going to explore the Unity Compass. It's a podcast that focuses on, well, unity. It's about how even when things seem fractured, there are these incredible examples of global collaboration happening right now.
Yes, and what's refreshing about this source is that it doesn't just present like a rosy picture.
Right.
It acknowledges the very real challenges that we're facing, but then it goes deeper, exploring how people are working together to find solutions.
Right, like using virtual reality for peace building, that's just wild.
Yeah.
But first, let's talk about something that's been dominating the headlines, the climate crisis.
Okay.
You've probably seen the reports about the devastating floods in Pakistan and the intense heat waves in Europe.
Yeah, these events are stark reminders of how climate change is impacting every corner of the globe. And it's no longer just about future projections. The consequences are being felt right now.
It's a bit daunting, honestly, but the Unity Compass points out that the global response is evolving too. Nations are moving beyond just talking about climate change. They're actually collaborating on renewable energy projects, disaster preparedness, and building climate resilience.
And what's interesting here is that we're seeing a shift towards tangible action. Take the recent COP28 summit, for instance. It wasn't just another round of pledges. There was actual progress made on the Loss and Damage Fund.
Wait, remind me what that is again?
It's a financial mechanism designed to provide support to countries that are particularly vulnerable to the adverse effects of climate change. Essentially, it's a way for nations to share the responsibility for climate impacts, recognizing that some countries are disproportionately affected.
That's actually huge. I mean, it's not going to solve everything overnight, but it feels like a real step towards global solidarity on this issue.
Exactly. It's a recognition that climate change is a collective challenge that demands collective solutions. But the Unity Compass also highlights that action isn't limited to the global stage.
Right.
There's a surge in grassroots movements with local communities taking the lead on climate action.
That's what really grabbed my attention. The podcast featured a story about a sustainable farming project in rural Indonesia where farmers are implementing traditional techniques to combat drought and soil erosion.
What's powerful about these local initiatives is that they're not just addressing climate change directly, they're empowering communities and building resilience from the ground up.
It makes you think, though, how do we connect these incredible grassroots efforts with the global agreements and frameworks? How do we ensure that the resources and support reach the communities who need them most?
That's a crucial question. We need to bridge the gap between top-down policy and bottom-up action. It's about facilitating communication, sharing knowledge, and ensuring that local communities have a voice in shaping climate solutions.
Okay, so we've talked about climate, which is obviously a major concern. But the news you sent also touched on a lot of geopolitical tensions. And let's be honest, things do feel pretty tense out there right now.
It's undeniable that we're living in a complex geopolitical landscape. There are historical grievances, economic disparities, and ideological clashes all contributing to the current state of affairs.
But even in the middle of all that, the Unity Compass highlights these incredible efforts to build bridges, to foster understanding and cooperation. They talked about cultural exchange programs, citizen diplomacy.
Yes, citizen diplomacy. It's a fascinating concept, essentially. It's about everyday citizens engaging in cross-cultural dialogue and collaboration, building relationships, and breaking down stereotypes.
It sounds almost too simple. Like, can that really make a difference on a global scale?
Well, the idea is that by fostering these person-to-person connections, you're chipping away at the mistrust and animosity that often fuel conflict. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, even when our governments or ideologies clash.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all ties together. But get this, the Unity Compass also talked about how technology is being used to connect people from different backgrounds. Virtual peace-building online platforms for dialogue. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
And this is where it gets particularly intriguing. We're not just talking about connecting individuals online, but about facilitating dialogue between communities in conflict groups that might not be able to interact face to face due to safety concerns or political barriers.
So it's like building bridges virtually, creating spaces for understanding and empathy before maybe taking those interactions into the real world.
Precisely. Technology, when used intentionally and thoughtfully, can be a powerful tool for fostering connection and de-escalating conflict.
Right?
It can create spaces for dialogue that wouldn't be possible otherwise.
That's remarkable. It seems like there's so much potential there.
Yeah.
But are there any examples of this actually working? Like, what kind of impact are these virtual platforms having?
There are some really compelling case studies. For example, the Unity Compass featured a story about a virtual reality platform that allows people from different sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to experience each other's perspectives.
Whoa. I mean, that's pretty heavy stuff, what happens in those virtual interactions.
Well, the platform allows participants to embody avatars from the other side, to see the world through their eyes, and to engage in conversations that might be impossible in real life. And what researchers have found is that these virtual experiences can lead to increased empathy and a willingness to consider alternative viewpoints.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So technology is not just about social media and entertainment. It can actually be used as a tool for peace building. I have to admit, that's not something I'd really considered before.
It's a fascinating and evolving field, and while there are certainly challenges such as ensuring equitable access and navigating the complexities of online communication, the potential for positive impact is significant.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
We started with the climate crisis and moved into the realm of geopolitical tensions. But what about solutions? Is there any good news out there?
Well, that's where the Innovation Hub comes in. It's a segment of the Unity Compass that focuses on how human ingenuity is being harnessed to create a better future.
So we're talking about technological advancements, scientific breakthroughs.
Yes, but it's not just about gadgets and gizmos. It's about how these advancements are being applied to address global challenges, from healthcare to sustainability to poverty alleviation.
Okay, so what are some of the most promising areas of innovation? What are people excited about right now?
Well, artificial intelligence is a big one. It's being used to develop everything from personalized medicine to smarter energy grids. Then there's biotechnology, which is leading to breakthroughs in disease prevention, food production, and environmental restoration. And of course, renewable energy technologies are constantly evolving, offering cleaner and more sustainable alternatives to fossil fuels.
It sounds like there's so much potential for positive change, but are these innovations actually accessible to everyone? I mean, we've all seen how technology can sometimes widen the gap between the haves and have-nots.
That's a critical point, and it's something that the Unity Compass addresses directly. The podcast emphasizes that innovation needs to be inclusive, equitable, and accessible to all. Otherwise, we risk exacerbating existing inequalities and creating new ones.
So it's not just about developing cool new technologies, it's about ensuring that everyone benefits from those advancements.
Exactly. It's about using technology to solve the world's biggest problems, not just to create new products or increase profits. It's about recognizing that technology can be a powerful force for social good, but only if it's guided by ethical principles and a commitment to equity.
That makes sense. So how do we ensure that happens? How do we make sure that innovation is used for the benefit of all humanity?
It's a complex challenge, but the Unity Compass suggests a few key strategies. One is fostering collaboration between governments, researchers, and private industry. Another is promoting open source technology and knowledge sharing. And finally, it's about ensuring that diverse voices are represented in the development and deployment of new technologies.
It seems like there's a lot of work to be done, but it's also pretty inspiring to see how much is already happening. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, and I'm feeling a bit more hopeful than when we started. What about you?
Absolutely. It's easy to get bogged down by the negativity in the news, but exploring the Unity Compass has been a reminder that there are countless individuals and organizations working tirelessly to create a more just and sustainable world.
Okay, so let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll dive even deeper into some specific examples of these solutions in action and explore how they're impacting communities around the world. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. It's encouraging to see how these global challenges are being met with such innovative solutions.
Yeah, it's like a total shift in perspective. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by problems, I'm starting to see opportunities.
Exactly. And the Unity Compass does a fantastic job of showcasing these opportunities. For instance, they delve into specific examples of how AI is being used to address global hunger.
Okay, now that's something I really want to hear more about. I know AI is getting a lot of buzz, but how is it actually helping to put food on the table?
Well, imagine this. AI algorithms are being used to analyze satellite imagery, weather patterns, and soil conditions to optimize crop yields. They can identify areas that are at risk for drought or pest infestations, allowing farmers to take preventative measures.
Wow, so it's like giving farmers a superpowered set of tools to manage their crops. That's amazing.
And it goes beyond that. AI is also being used to develop more efficient irrigation systems, reduce food waste throughout the supply chain, and even create personalized nutrition plans.
Personalized nutrition plans like AI can tell me what to eat.
Well, not quite tell you what to eat, but it can analyze your individual dietary needs and preferences and then recommend foods that are optimal for your health. It's all about using data to create more efficient and sustainable food systems.
That's pretty mind-blowing. So we've got AI tackling food security, but what about healthcare? I know you mentioned biotechnology earlier. What kind of breakthroughs are we seeing there?
One of the most exciting areas is personalized medicine. Researchers are using AI and gene editing technologies to develop treatments that are tailored to an individual's unique genetic makeup.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, it's more like precision medicine, targeting the specific root cause of a disease.
Exactly. It has the potential to revolutionize how we treat diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, and even genetic disorders.
That sounds incredibly promising. But I also imagine there are a lot of ethical considerations with this kind of technology, like who has access to it? And what about privacy concerns?
You're right to raise those questions. Ethical considerations are paramount when it comes to advancements like personalized medicine. It's crucial to ensure equitable access to safeguard patient privacy and to have open conversations about the potential risks and benefits of these technologies.
It seems like every step forward with technology comes with a whole new set of ethical challenges. But it's good to know that those conversations are happening. So we've talked about AI and biotech. What about renewable energy? What are some of the latest innovations in that field?
Well, solar energy technology is constantly evolving, becoming more efficient and affordable. We're also seeing advancements in wind power, with larger turbines being deployed both on land and offshore.
But I have to admit, sometimes it feels like renewable energy is still a bit of a niche thing. Like, can it really power the entire world?
That's a question a lot of people have, but the Unity Compass presents a compelling case for a global transition to renewable energy. They highlight the fact that many countries are already generating a significant portion of their electricity from renewable sources.
Really? Like, who's leading the way on this?
Countries like Denmark, Germany, and Iceland are at the forefront of the renewable energy transition. They've invested heavily in wind and solar power, and they're proving that it's possible to create a reliable and sustainable energy system based on renewables.
That's really encouraging. It feels like there's a lot of doom and gloom around climate change, but these examples show that solutions are out there, that progress is being made.
Absolutely. And what's important to remember is that these innovations aren't just happening in isolation. There's a growing global movement towards sustainability with companies and individuals all playing a part.
It's like a collective awakening, a realization that we need to change course if we want to create a habitable future for ourselves and future generations.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our actions have consequences and that we have the power to make choices that lead to a more sustainable and just world.
Okay, so we've talked about all this amazing innovation.
Yeah.
But how do we make sure that these solutions reach the people who need them most? Like, how do we get solar panels to remote villages in Africa or personalized medicine to underserved communities in the U.S.?
That's a crucial question. It's not enough to simply develop these innovations. We need to ensure that they are accessible and affordable to everyone.
So how do we bridge that gap?
Well, the Unity Compass emphasizes the importance of international collaboration and knowledge sharing. It's about developed countries supporting developing countries in their transition to sustainable technologies. It's about creating partnerships between governments, NGOs, and private companies to make these solutions widely available.
It sounds like there's a real emphasis on collaboration and shared responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about one country or one company solving the problem. It's about working together on a global scale.
Exactly. These challenges are too big and too complex for any one entity to tackle alone. It requires a collective effort, a willingness to share knowledge, resources, and expertise.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from AI-powered farms to personalized medicine to the global renewable energy transition. It seems like there's a lot to be hopeful about. But I'm curious, what are your biggest takeaways from the Unity Compass? What's really resonating with you?
Well, for me, it's the reminder that even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges, human ingenuity and the spirit of collaboration can prevail. It's about seeing the interconnectedness of these global issues and recognizing that solutions require a holistic approach.
I completely agree. It's so easy to get caught up in the negativity, but the Unity Compass has really shifted my perspective. It's shown me that there are people all over the world working tirelessly to create a better future.
And it's not just about grand gestures or sweeping policy changes. It's about the everyday choices we make, the small actions we take that can collectively contribute to a more sustainable and just world.
That's a powerful message. It's empowering to know that we all have a role to play in creating a better future. So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the Unity Compass, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away from this conversation?
I want them to leave with a sense of hope and agency to understand that while the challenges we face are real and complex, they are not insurmountable.
It's not about being naive or ignoring the problems. It's about recognizing that solutions are out there and that we can all be part of the solution.
Exactly. It's about choosing to focus on the possibilities, on the incredible innovations and collaborative efforts that are already making a difference. It's about believing that a better future is within our reach and that we can all contribute to creating it.
You know what's struck me throughout this whole deep dive into the Unity Compass? It's the sheer variety of solutions out there. We've gone from high-tech AI algorithms to ancient farming techniques, and somehow it all connects.
It's a testament to human adaptability and ingenuity, wouldn't you say, that we can draw from such diverse sources of inspiration to address these challenges?
Absolutely. It's like we're tapping into this collective wisdom, blending ancient knowledge with cutting-edge innovation.
And what's really remarkable is that these seemingly disparate solutions often complement and reinforce one another. For example, we talked about how AI can optimize crop yields, but a technology is most effective when paired with sustainable farming practices that preserve soil health and biodiversity.
Right, it's about finding that synergy between technology and nature, between modern science and traditional wisdom.
And it's not just about finding technical solutions, it's about fostering a shift in mindset. A recognition that we're all interconnected and that our actions have ripple effects across the globe.
That's what the Unity Compass really drives home, isn't it? That sense of shared responsibility, the understanding that we're all part of something much larger than ourselves.
Precisely. It's about moving beyond a purely individualistic perspective and embracing a more holistic, interconnected view of the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what's your biggest takeaway for our listener? What's the one thing you hope they carry with them?
I hope they leave with a renewed sense of hope and a belief in the power of collective action. I hope they realize that even small actions, when multiplied across millions of individuals, can create a profound ripple effect.
It's about finding those small acts of unity in our daily lives, those choices we make that contribute to a more just and sustainable world, whether it's supporting local businesses, reducing our carbon footprint, or simply engaging in respectful dialogue with people from different backgrounds.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that every choice we make, every action we take can be a vote for the kind of world we want to create.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to sign off. It's been an incredible journey exploring the Unity Compass, and I have to say, I'm feeling pretty inspired.
I'm feeling it too. It's a reminder that even amidst the chaos and uncertainty, there's a powerful undercurrent of hope and human resilience.
So, to our listener, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and, most importantly, a renewed sense of possibility. Remember, the future is not something that happens to us, it's something we create together.